Christian subjects have different functions from mythological scenes or a depiction of historical events. Where works of mythology or history are illustrative, religious images aim to address a sense of spirituality and empathy. This group of devotional images also includes works depicting the scourging of Christ. Initially, the scourging of Christ belonged to the set sequence of stations in the Passion of Christ, the narrative of Christ's trial, torture, and crucifixion. In the late Middle Ages, though, painters and sculptors began to take it as a subject for independent works, showing the scourged and bloodied Christ before he's sentenced to crucifixion. In a 13th century devotional work, it says, "And so he stood upright at the column, his hands tied, until the next morning," which would be the day of Christ's crucifixion. "His clothes ripped from him, Jesus Christ is freezing inside the cold, clammy walls of the prison and scarred with deep wounds and bruises. Greater wretchedness is almost inconceivable. Even looking at the scene is an effort, which is intended precisely to initiate a devotional meditation on Christ's suffering. Jesus Christ is the naked image of the invisible God. He is God become flesh, and through his wounds we find eternal salvation."